This is Vuyo from Vuyo Oyiye Network. Thank you for joining us and welcome to the Art Radio underscore SA. Guys, oh my God, my vocabulary is limited. There isn't, to say thank you, I feel like it's not enough of words to express the gratitude for all your love, for all your inspiring messages that you've given us. And you know, the love is putting fuel on this little fire that we've just started. And we're really so grateful to you guys. We're really so grateful. So please give yourselves a round of applause. So you know, when you're on your Instagram and they always sponsor pages according to your likes and your interests. And this evening, I saw this one, and it's called Anon, A-N-O-N. I was just like, Anon, what is Anon? And then, of course, you know, as you do, I went to their page. And, you know, what really, really captivated me about it was what inspired Anon pop-up, A-N-O-N pop-up. What inspired the pop-up was Virginia Woolf's quote that reads, "For most of history, Anonymous was a woman. For most of history, Anonymous was a woman." And I could smell it. Cultural movement. I think there's an art revolution happening here. And I had to go and see them. But also, when I read more about the Anon pop-up, was about what it's about. It's about giving a voice to the voiceless, a name to the unnamed. It's about expressing female identity in all its complexity, having a conversation around female artistic expression, as well as how we as women are represented in art. It's encouraging creativity in women and prompting a dialogue around gender, whether it be gender identity or fluidity. It's also breaking stereotypes and reinforcing gender roles, baby. That's what Anon is about. I had to go. If you know me so well, I had to go. I couldn't make it for the launch, which was on the 21st of February 2019. I couldn't make it. And I remember I was on my phone checking it out. And dude, they had to close down the roads. Because it also tells you what people need to see. What's missing in the art world? What is the rawness that people are looking for? I'm sure if you were there, you will understand. And I met with amazing Queen Sarah Jane Fell. Sarah Jane Fell is an artist, and she's also the founder and the curator of Anon Pop Up. Sarah is, I still can't believe it. Guys, you have to go, okay, to their Instagram page, which is Anon Pop Up. Anon, A-N-O-N, Pop Up. Pop Up. I like pop. Anon Pop Up. That's their Instagram page. You have to check out the work so that you understand why. It's kind of impressive that Sarah actually put the show together within a month. You know a month, right? It's 4 weeks. 35 artists from all different walks of life. 35 South African artists from all different walks of life in South Africa. She put that whole thing within a month. We have to give her a round of applause. That's the queen, baby. That's my queen. So I managed to sit down and then had a chat with Sarah about, you know, what inspired the exhibition and, you know, to talk about, you know, this revolution that I see that is starting. But you're gonna listen to the interview, and then I can't wait because I would also like to comment. I've got a lot to say, but I just feel like I'm gonna be giving it away if I say too much. You know, I don't want to be that girl that tells you the end of the movie before you even watch it. So let's, without further ado, I love this, further ado, I actually didn't know this, that's how you said this, you know, I only learned about it, honestly. On our first show, Marite was introducing the first artist for the Investec Cape Town Art Fair, and oh guys, also check it on our highlights and then enjoy the show, and also on Spotify, if you scroll further down, to other shows, is the Investec Cape Town Art Fair. And she was like, without further ado, I was like, babe, you better, that one has to be stored. We're gonna use that gold, we're gonna use it for later. So without further ado, let's go to the interview. And to take us to the interview is one of the artists that was also exhibiting. Her name is Lindeka Kambi. Lindeka Kambi, and the poem is Inside My Heart. Inside My Heart. And after that, guys, we're gonna go straight to the interview, and then I will be back. I'm not going anywhere, so we'll be listening to the interview together, and then after that, then we meet and I can tell you about what I my opinion and comment on the exhibition as a whole, as well as my conversation is set up, because I've got so much to say. So without further ado, Lindeka Kambi, Inside My Heart, poem to follow, and then the interview after that, and we will catch up later on. Don't move.
Inside my heart, inside my heart. Ma, you deserve to know this. You passed, left me with the secret. I tried to open my heart and my mouth. The big zip locked my mouth. I was covered with tears. I was covered with tears, blaming myself, asking endless questions. I felt so dirty inside and outside. I felt so dirty inside and outside. Like a cat inside a suitcase with a big chain. Silence destroyed my inside body and my soul. Silence destroyed my inside soul and my body. Silence destroyed my inside body and my soul. Silence destroyed my inside body and my soul. Let me come to your grave. Let me come to your grave and share. Let me come to your grave and share. You didn't notice that I was got a scar on my buttocks. You did not notice that I got a scar on my buttocks. I was stabbed. I was stabbed. I was stabbed by this aggressive man. The veins of my heart. The veins of my heart moved so fast like a strong lightning. My body felt covered by the smoke. My body felt covered by the smoke. I was the counselor of my soul. I was the counselor of my soul all time. Console my mind. I found some side effects. I found some side effects. But the Astapon boss, confidence is such a big issue to heal. Crying out is a major tool of healing the inside soul. Child who does not cry, child who does not cry will die on her mother's back. A child who does not cry will die on her mother's back. Inside my heart, inside my heart, inside my heart.
Welcome. Where are you from?
I'm from the Art Radio, and my name is Vuyo. And I heard about the pop-up exhibition, and so I came to check it out.
Cool, thanks.
So, what is your name?
I'm Sarah Jane Fell, and I'm the curator and the founder of Anon, which is a new pop-up art gallery. And the debut exhibition is this one that you're sitting at now, which is hosted at the pop-up place in Observatory, just running from Thursday the 21st of Feb. We open on Thursday night, and we're running until Monday.
Oh my God, how was the opening?
It was off the hook.
I can imagine.
We had around 500 people, and it was so busy that they closed the road. People were parking on the street because they couldn't move their cars down the road. It was crazy. I don't think we actually knew what we were getting ourselves into.
Oh my God, because when I heard about it, I was planning to come on Thursday because I knew it was going to be off the hook, actually. And then I couldn't make it, but I'm so glad that I managed to make it today. So just tell us more about the idea, where it came from, and the reason behind it.
Sure. So there's a quote by Virginia Woolf that I love. She says, "For most of history, Anonymous was a woman."
Yes.
And so that speaks to the fact that through history, firstly, women's voices haven't always been heard and recognized. And when women were poets, in this case that she was talking about, or artists, they often didn't even put their name on their work. Partly because women's voices weren't valued necessarily, mm-hmm. or wasn't the woman's role to be an artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at Shakespearean time, it was always men that were in the limelight.
Yes.
And so women's voices haven't been heard for a lot of history, particularly in Western culture. So the concept behind this exhibition is to honor that ethos, which kind of speaks to her campaigning for gender equality. It's not necessarily a big feminist rage. There are some male artists on the exhibition, okay. but it's all work that deals with gender identity and the importance of artistic expression in having our voice and in actualizing who we are as human beings. For example, Zanella Moholy, who is one of the headlining artists and formerly known as Professor Sir.
Yes, Professor Sir.
Zanella Moholy has said, so people have said, oh wow, she's amazing that as an artist is the first one to speak out as a black lesbian female art activist. And she says, no, it's not cool that I'm the first one. The fact that I'm the first one speaks to an absence.
Yes.
And the fact that there is an absence says that there's something wrong. Why are certain voices in our culture and our society marginalized? Why don't those opinions get heard?
Yes.
So my emphasis with this exhibition was to create a really wide range of work and artists and have a diversity of voices being heard.
Okay, that's awesome. Because also for Zanele, she was the one who actually made it. So she paved the way on being her work being recognized because it's very good. But it's just that there were still other women who were also equally as good but didn't have the opportunity to showcase their work. So she did pave the way.
Yeah, yes, and I think for me, art creates vulnerability. You have to be vulnerable to express yourself through art.
Yes.
But at the same time as being vulnerable, it's incredibly liberating. So you are really your true, authentic self when you are, acting like through the creative act. And so for me, when an artist puts themselves in that position, they make themselves vulnerable, they're also giving other people permission to do the same thing.
Mm. Awesome.
So if you are yourself and express yourself in an authentic way, you allow me to do the same.
Yes, that's true. Awesome. So can you just tell us about the artists? We can go through the artists and their works.
Sure, yes. So I mentioned Zanella Moholy, who's one of the headliners. We've also got Nosy Kalelo Velego.
Mm-hmm.
She's also a well-known photographer who I first knew when I worked for One Small Seed magazine as the editor there. She used to do a lot of street photography, street fashion, very urban, very hip, very grungy. She's now living in France, and I brought her work out here, and I helped her with the printing thanks to Orm's sponsorship of the event. And her work now is really beautiful, sensitive, quite a, you can see she's evolved and matured with a beautiful series of nude photographs. She is quite aligned with the Anon philosophy because for her also it's about censorship in the sense that she can't post her work on social media. Every time she posts one of her pictures, it gets kicked off. I've had the same experience. I posted one of her pictures and I even cropped out the genitals, so it's literally just breasts.
Yes.
Doesn't last 5 minutes, it's off. So again, she was saying, well, in this day and age now, if you want to see nude photography, which is an art form, you have to see it in the gallery. You can't see it online.
The form of expression as well.
You can't put it online anywhere.
Yeah.
And so how is it that for some reason now the powers that be are still censoring us as creators and still censoring us as women?
Whether it's
Facebook or Google or the government or the church, someone's doing it, you know, but why are we still being censored?
It's so funny because I posted because I didn't know about it, and then I had this beautiful image that I found on Pinterest, and then this Swati women when they were dancing, but it's just so beautiful. So I posted the picture, and then all of a sudden I'm getting a message that they are taking it down, and then I didn't realize what was the problem because it's like beautiful and it's part of our culture.
Yeah.
And I thought it was fun, but because it's got breasts, it shows breasts, and then they had to take it down. So now then you sit back and think, okay, in Africa, you know, most tribes, and then where we come from, we, the breast to us are not a sexual, and something that you have to hide.
And that's,
so where does that leave all those people?
Exactly. So then the nudity is not...
It's not nudity.
It's not nudity, it's normal. Yeah,
it's normal.
I grew up in Durban and I'm like fully aware of that side of the culture. So now it's saying, well, we are not allowed to be on this platform.
And we, Africa is now, we're celebrating Africa. And then, but you can't be African, just cover your breasts.
You can come on here so long as you dress like a Westerner.
That is interesting.
So, two things that speak to that, actually, that's quite funny. So my show poster, I used my own painting as the background of the poster because I needed a work and I hadn't curated the exhibition yet. So I was like, okay, I'll use my picture, which was a painting of a nude. And the first time I posted on Instagram, it got kicked off. So then I took my painting and I photoshopped it and I did some like pink sort of glitch type graphic design over it to make my painting. And now it's fine. So then what I decided to do for the show is I actually scanned and copied my painting. And I printed it on the canvas, which you see there. And then I painted pink paint over it. So it's like pink ink streaked to censor the picture. And at the same time, I thought it also kind of looks like the end of a credit card roll.
Yes.
Credit card.
Yes.
That's also like speaking about the porn industry or the sex trade industry and that sort of thing. But so then I put, there's my censored version, which goes by the window.
Yes.
And then the original I've got hiding in the corner over there.
Oh, of course.
In the alcove. So it's like
it's such a beautiful
peep show in the back.
But you've painted that. It's quite amazing because when I walked in, also I saw it. Because also the thing is like, because now we're trying to get women to, you know, the voices to hear, voices of women, and then also cultures, because now we are living in this global, we're all global citizens. So then how do we stop the censoring of cultures in Africa? Because that's the beauty to us, it's not nudity. So I guess it's another fight for another day.
I guess the problem really is also the monopolization of our media platform. So, you know, 10 years ago before social media, people were having their own websites, and the internet was this very democratic space. It opened up the space for blogging and self-publishing, which is content creation essentially. Now in steps Facebook, who now owns Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp.
Yes.
And now once again our media is being controlled. So that democracy of the web suddenly disappeared very quickly. I guess the thing is, again, to make that move towards more self-publishing, people creating their own platforms and
that maybe censored.
And moving away from the Facebooks of the world.
Which is also because of social media, that's where we market our brands, because millions of people are on social media. So to create, it's like having your own website, you know what I mean? Even if you try to create your own app, it's not easy for people to just go and search for you.
It's true, yeah, and this is the problem really. I mean, it's always been the monopolization of media, whether it's Fox News or the newspapers deciding what goes into print because the advertisers want this XYZ, or with the ANC running the SABC, you know, wherever we are, everything is controlled. So somehow, and I feel like what I'm doing with this space is similarly to how galleries control the art industry, what I'm trying to do is create a space that isn't governed and controlled. You don't have to conform to sort certain rules and regulations. You know, most of the galleries don't let their artists show anywhere else.
Yes.
And those that I've got in the space, it wasn't that easy to get them here. So I had to jump through hoops just to be able to show some of the artists on this gallery. So what I'm trying to do is, and that's kind of what the name Anon speaks to, is it's a non-brand. It's anonymous. It's not me, you know. If you think of all the galleries in Cape Town, everyone is named after a person. And I won't name names, but you can just think of a few gallery names and that's what they are.
Yes.
Whereas for me, this is a platform for creating a space for other voices, for other artists. So the artists are the star of the show here, not me.
Yes.
And similarly, as a pop-up, it's kind of, it's more fluid, it's something that can be adapted to different spaces and different contexts and different themes, and that's what this is about. It's, yeah, so it's breaking away, it's breaking away from the old model, and it's in a way trying to disrupt the art industry a little bit.
Yeah, there's no censorship. You come as you as who you are, and then you are welcomed here.
Exactly.
And it's not censored. It's not going about the art rules. It's just you come as yourself. You're welcome. There's a platform for you to showcase your creativity without being censored.
Exactly. Like yeah, and it's also showing people that if you want to do something like this, you can.
Mm.
I came up with this concept, and I put it together in the space of a month.
A month?
A month. From start to finish.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
But
it's a lot of work, but what I mean is you can do it, you know. And I thought, how can I do this? How can I fund this? And I just thought, how can I cover all my costs? So I got the venue sponsored. I got OMS to sponsor printing. I got a wine sponsor. So at the end of the day, I haven't spent much at all. I probably spent maximum about 2,000 rand.
No way.
And I've made art sales that are just over that. So at the end of it, at the moment, I'm kind of breaking even.
Yes.
But it hasn't cost me anything. And so it's possible to do that. So places like this, they're offering this venue to artists for a week for free.
Oh.
So you come here, you pay a deposit. I paid 1,000 rand deposit. I get the venue for a week. I can do what I want.
Oh, that is awesome. I also saw sponsored a lot of printing at the Investec Art Fair.
Yeah.
They did a lot of sponsoring. Yeah. So those are also other people that you can also speak to because they seem to be supporting the arts.
And I know they get a lot of requests. They said to me they get 10 requests like this every day. So you need to come to them with a strong concept, a strong idea, and a strong plan. Because for them, why are they going to sponsor something that no one is going to come and see?
So I guess it's all the sponsors.
I had to work hard with my marketing, you know, big email mailing list, lots of social media coverage, contact media, that sort of thing. So, but if you do the work, you'll put it together.
Okay, awesome. And other artists?
Other artists. Kilmany Jo Liversage is one of my favorites. She's got two big pieces around that side.
Mm-hmm.
She really combines like a street art aesthetic, so graffiti, with more traditional portrait painting.
Mm-hmm.
So very vibrant work. She works with a spray can.
Oh, yes.
Let's see. We've got the youngest artist on the show just around the corner, Jade Buchholz. She's a new artist and illustrator. She's either 15 or 16.
Oh, wow.
She's one of these people that just never stops drawing. And she's very much inspired by anime, and she creates her own little characters that she's now turning us into digital prints. So she draws it by hand, and then she scans it into her iPad, and then does all the shading and stuff on the computer. She's very cool. Let's see. Jade Clara is a beautiful illustrator. She created this work here for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Lindega Dumpy is a Xhosa woman from the Eastern Cape, now living in Khayelitsha. She has a beautiful video installation, which you can find on YouTube if you want to look it up later, mm-hmm. Called Inside My Heart. And it's her story that she wrote as a poem to her mother after her mother died. And it leads with the line, "Ma, I've got something to tell you." And then she basically talks through the story of how she was raped. And it's very emotive. She sings through the piece, and there's photographic stills.
I'm getting goosebumps, but just listening to it.
There's photographic stills that are now printed and reproduced upstairs that come from the video that show the different stages she went through this journey of expressing what had happened to her as a means of dealing with her trauma. And the last line of the poem, which is so beautiful, she says, a child that doesn't cry will die on its mother's back.
Yes.
And that speaks so closely to what I'm saying, and that's through artistic expression we become fully human.
Yes.
And if we don't express ourselves, we die inside.
Yes. It's funny, we also, that's a saying in Xhosa, Usana olunga kaliyo lufela imbelekweni, which is the same thing, you know, a child that doesn't cry, you know, dies.
Yeah.
The mother's back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the closest things.
Okay, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And what I love about that is, for me, she's surprising as an artist. She's a 50-year-old Xhosa woman who traditionally wouldn't have been able to tell that kind of story, express herself in that kind of way. You know, it's counter to that culture, which is very patriarchal culture, where women don't speak up and don't have a voice. And yet she's gone about putting these photos together and this multimedia video, which is beautiful. And she's also created, she's got these three dolls that are sort of encased almost like as if they're in a womb with the umbilical cord coming out. So she created those also especially for Anon for the show, which was amazing.
Okay.
They arrived at 3 o'clock before the show opened, and we found a way to display them, and I'm so glad that we got them, because they just add another dynamic to the show that wasn't present previously. And what I found fascinating is all the Xhosa women that have come into the show have really connected with that piece, and all of them have told me another aspect of Xhosa culture.
Yes.
Like, for example, that the placenta and the afterbirth and the umbilical cord are buried in the ground.
Yes.
And then through your life you always know that wherever you're feeling lost, that you're always connected to a place.
Yes.
Like your home.
Yes. It's called in Xhosa, when you meet people, they will ask you, instead of saying, where are your parents from, they will ask you, Ipi ngaba yako, which is ngaba, it's the umbilical cord.
Oh, wow.
So wherever it's buried, that's where your soul belongs. So when you're lost, you're not feeling grounded, and then...
that's beautiful.
Yes, when you're lost, you're not feeling grounded, you can connect to that, your pureness, and then also to remind you of your the whole reason why you're here.
Yeah, and where you came from.
Yes.
I think that's so beautiful. And so what I love is that kind of art has brought about these kinds of stories. I've had people coming in here telling me stories about their culture that I knew nothing about. And I feel like as a South African and as a white South African, we're sometimes ignorant as to the culture of where we're from.
Yes.
And that's also what I'm trying to do. It's like, it's our concept of art is often so Western and rigid and stuck in that side of the European history. And like, well, we're not there. We're not in Europe.
Mm.
So let's...
It's quite awesome, because when I went to the art fair as well, because I've always avoided to go to the art fair, I'm like, oh God, it's just going to be typical Western art work. But when I walk there on Saturday, I was just so impressed that there's a lot of Africa as well. There's a lot of artworks from Black culture that you can relate to.
Mm.
And back to what's the artist? The Xhosa artist.
Lindega Tambi.
Lindega. It's so amazing that, because it's nice to find a creative way when you have trauma, because everyone who looks at it, they will also, it's empowering, because also it will inspire others who are carrying trauma. It can, maybe it's not rape, maybe it's something else, to find creative ways of expressing them. So well done to her for that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's amazing. And so another artist, Therese Mullins, she's also got beautiful portraits that are part of a series that she did called Me Too, which also deal with the whole rape thing. Something else that was really beautiful, we were talking about the social media censorship earlier, and I wanted to tell you, so one of the poets who's got work here, she actually performed her piece on the night nude with a bag over her head.
Oh, wow.
And it's a beautiful poem, and it speaks of the woman, the expectation of women to procreate and to give birth and to become a mother. And a lot of our generation are going, well, I'm not really sure if I want to do that, or not now, maybe later, you know, I've got other things I want to do. And there's this expectation that it's quite
pressure.
Quite intimidating. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. You know, I mean, I'm 32 and I haven't even thought about having kids yet.
I'm 40. I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah.
But it's just that also because the world is changing, you know.
Yeah.
And for me, because I'm 40, I turned 40. And for me, I come from Eastern Cape. And for me, every time I go home, I would dread the fact that people are going to say, you look so amazing. When are you going to find a man?
Exactly.
And I used to overreact. Because it was frustrating.
Mm.
Then I realized that actually they don't know better. Do you know? Because they don't know better. They were raised with the they were conditioned that as a woman you are more valuable if you're married and then you have kids. But now it's about teaching them.
Yeah.
It's about teaching them my way of life, that there is also another option if you don't want to get married, if you don't want to have kids.
Mm.
So I think it's always also what is beautiful about cultures and the way things are changing, because women now have a voice and women are more independent, is the fact that you have to also understand where they come from, how they were raised, and then teaching them now there's another way, there's another option, so that people know that they've got options.
And then we have a choice, and what we do with our bodies is our own choice.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's no expectation that I must.
Yeah, there's no I must.
Yeah. And so something that I thought was quite funny, the owner of the building, he filmed this performance of the poet.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how appropriate that was, but whatever. And he posted it on Facebook. And then he was very upset when Facebook kicked it off.
This is so nice that you've started this. Actually, well done. Because it's just, they used to say, like, during the politic days, and then they used to have these underground places.
Yes.
So you're kind of, like, rebellious in a way, but it is creating a space. This thing is going to grow.
Yes.
And also because you have to also show all the people in powers that this is what people want to see.
Exactly.
This is how people want, it touches them. It's not nudity. It doesn't have to be censored. Mm. So you're starting something here, actually. You're starting something. This is something. And then they're going to see, actually, that's what people want to see. And then hopefully we won't be censored.
Yes, well, I mean, I thought it was quite funny because the guy that owns this building, his name's Bernard Stain, he's a property agent.
Yes.
And so he bought the building and he's hiring
it out. I know Bernard Stain.
You know Bernard.
Yeah.
So he's hiring it out for pop-ups. But, you know, he's not a crazy artistic guy. Like, I mean, he is quite a creative person if you see his marketing. But for someone like him to post a nude video on Facebook is quite surprising.
So that means.
Quite surprising. So I thought actually maybe I'm starting a little revolution.
You are. I think you are, and it's very impressive, and that you pulled it off actually within a month.
Thank you.
It's
very impressive. It was a lot of work, but yeah.
It was worth it. Yeah. Okay, awesome. And other artists that you...
Let's see, who have I not mentioned? Danielle Clow has beautiful work. She does the embroidery. I'm not sure if you've seen her work, but she's
I think that's the one that I said, I think this is my friend. It's just around the corner here.
Yeah, so Danielle Cloud, her Instagram handle is Fiance Knowles.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got two beautiful pieces on, one of which was actually the cover of a book. It's an anthology of short stories called Queer Africa. And so it's got all these tiny little faces from that space that she's embroidered by hand, which are really beautiful pieces.
Mm, I saw that.
Then, who else do we have? We've got a mother and daughter who both have work on together, which is really nice. Renee Yafiz and her daughter Christina.
Is that the one that is after silver?
Yeah, so they both work with, the mother works with ink, and the daughter is a mixture of watercolor, pencil, and digital art, and they both create quite beautiful portraits, but that you can see they're completely different. The mothers have got a maturity to them, and they're these, like, power women with these beautiful jewels. You know, they look like they could be like queens or like Egyptian goddesses or something like that. And she prints them onto metal, so they have this beautiful shiny kind of...
It's amazing. I saw it also upstairs.
This
is quite amazing.
And then another great artist, she's actually, her work is going from here to the Design Indaba.
Oh.
Her designer name is Detroit Lee. Her name is Nicole Dutoy, and she's got a beautiful campaign that it's basically creating awareness around menstruation. And her little tagline, which I love, is anything you can do, I can do bleeding.
Oh, it's on the corner there.
Yeah, anything you can do, I can do bleeding.
Yes.
And be right back, bleeding.
I saw it. I loved it. I was like,
so I love that.
Yes, my queen.
Yeah. And in fact, her artwork actually inspired my logo. I have to tell you that. So in hers, her campaign is period, and the O in the word period is a red dot.
Okay.
And so my logo, Anon, which ends with a full stop,
Oh,
that's got to be a red dot. And then I realized, oh, actually, red dot.
Because you're like bleeding.
Exactly. Red dot is not just the blood, it's also, it's you know, when you have a red sticker on an artwork, it's sold. So
yeah,
it's my red dot. It's got the double meaning.
Oh wow, well done.
Yeah,
awesome.
So that inspired that idea. Above you, we've got masks by Fabrica Design. Mm-hmm. So that's by Kirsten Townsend. She's a product designer, and these are each a series of 10. And one is called Show, one is called Expose, and one is called Reveal. She's also got a series of carpets that she's done with them with the same image.
Okay.
And these, they're each editions of 10, and as you can see, some of them were sold, so there's two available left of the first two, and that one's completely sold out.
Oh, awesome. And they were sold on the night of the opening?
Yeah, by then, yeah, they were sold by then.
It was amazing, well done.
Thank you. And behind you, we've got Rieke van Wyk. Mm-hmm. So she does these great portraits using color blocking, which I really love. There's a lot of vibrancy in her color choice. So quite realistic eyes, and then the rest is kind of just abstracted. She's an incredible woman. She delivered her husband delivered her work to me on the day that she was going in for brain surgery last week. And she was here at the opening a few days later, shaved off her hair. But she's beautiful. She has long black hair. Now she's completely bald, but like looking shit hot.
After that.
Straight away, yeah.
That's so really meant for you.
These power women that are just like, they show up, you know?
They show up. It's like brain surgery for who? I'm going there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So there's a lot of interesting stories here, which I like. It's very different stories, and each one is unique, and each one has got a different story to tell.
Awesome. And the clothing?
The clothing just popped in today, as is the pop-up.
Okay.
She contacted me on Instagram and said, oh, I just came across your brand, Anon, and it's amazing because I also have a fashion label called Anon. So I said, well, the opening night's going to be a bit too full.
Yes.
But bring a rack over. And, yeah, the clothing I really love. It's quite androgynous.
Yes.
It's very practical. It's
yes.
quite simplistic.
Mm.
I have a thing, I wanted to start a fashion label called Girls with Pockets because I just love clothes that have pockets.
Everything needs pockets.
Skirts with pockets.
Everything.
With pockets.
I just drop off some of my dresses because I work in the film industry and then you're always on the run. And then everything that doesn't have a pocket, I just drop it off so that I can have pockets on
everything. So I'm like, it's also a gender thing. It's like, do women not have keys or a cell phone? Or like, where did this come from that now we must carry a handbag? You know, I live in Arbs where it's not super safe all the time. I don't want to carry a handbag.
Yeah, you
so
want
what
everything.
I just have my phone and my bra. I mean, I do that.
But also your credit card, your keys. Yeah. You know?
Like, oh, that lady's got a credit card.
And then if you walk in the shop, they'll be like, well, what did you steal? What did you steal? We need to fetch it.
Or you pull out your phone and it's all sweaty. So exactly, this is what we have to deal with as well, right? Like, pockets, please.
Yes. Oh, that's such an amazing idea, actually. So, you're here until Monday?
Yes.
And then, after that?
Then after that, I'm back to real life. But what I would like to do is plan future versions of Anon that have different themes. So, my thought is it'll be Anon Presents and then a new title.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, one of my ideas is an exhibition called Four.
The number four,
which will be art and furniture design. So anything with four legs or four sides to a picture, or it makes me think of four walls to a gallery, or if you think of performance where you break the fourth wall. I like the number four. I was born on the 4th of the 4th. It's my lucky number.
Oh, really?
So, and I just like the idea of the four-legged thing. I've always wanted to do a collab with furniture designers.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend also makes furniture, so I'm trying to get him to kind of work with me in the art space. And then what I'd like to do is find unique spaces to do this in. So whether it's an abandoned building or a warehouse or on top of Table Mountain or in the forest, I haven't figured it out yet. But for me, that's the thing is the diversity that Anon will allow is it's not rigid, it's fluid, it can be in any kind of space, and the space must kind of dictate what what the collection ends up being.
Yes. And tell me, like, more background on you. How did you study art, or how do you come up with all those brilliant ideas? Because it seems like everything is flowing naturally.
Yeah.
I know you're an artist, of course, but it's just that, is it because you were an artist and then you felt there's the platform needed for?
So I think throughout my career, I've worked with the arts and with design. My first job was working for One Small Seed magazine, which is no longer, but it was a very cool art and popular culture magazine based in Cape Town, very indie. And I, working there, I loved featuring artists, interviewing people. That's where I met Kilmeny Joe. But I interviewed all sorts of artists from, like, international people like Ron English, Kill Pixie, Kilmeny Joe, Kindy Wiley, when he did his Puma range for the World Cup, he did these beautiful portraits. Like, a lot of different artists that I work with, and I've always missed kind of that space of working with artists in the creative industries. I subsequently worked for Designer Dog for 5 years. I was the head of the digital publication there. So again, worked with the conference, worked with some of the top designers in the world. Always created content. Yeah. So I'm from a publishing background, and then moved into the digital space, and then I started my own content agency where most of my clients are also in the design space. So I do social media for Design Joburg, Haldane Martin, whose chairs we are sitting on right now. He's also a good friend of mine. I do work for Swan Cafe, who's also a very creative brand, Rodney Band, some artists like that. So I work in the creative industries, but I was starting to feel that all the work I'm doing is more of a PR nature and less creative for myself. So I spend most of my time like doing people's social media and newsletters and websites and all that kind of stuff. So I felt like for me, what I was missing was dealing with artists on a first-hand basis and working with artwork. I love art. You know, my mom's an artist as well, so I basically grew up in an art gallery. And so I had this revelation that this is what I needed to do, and I decided maybe I need to buy a gallery or something. What next? Like, what do I get a bank loan or a business plan? Where do I go to next? Because that's a huge endeavor.
It is.
And then when I found that I asked about this venue, I thought, fuck, that's perfect. There's zero risk apart from my time and my reputation. That's all I have to risk. Let's do it. So I've used the space to launch my brand as a platform, and I'm hoping to grow it in the future and do more of these.
You know, it's super. I saw it on Instagram, and through history, Anon was a woman. For me, just that on its own, I just knew what the tone of the exhibition, and I need to come and see it. And so I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And hopefully we're going to post for the next exhibition, Four Legs, mm-hmm. Everything with Four Legs. Mm-hmm. And this is quite amazing.
Great.
This is quite
amazing.
Thank
you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Awesome. Thank you for your time.
Wow, you know, when I walked into the gallery, what was spellbinding for me was realizing I'm in a room full of paintings, not the artists, but visually in my head, as women, South African women from all different walks, with I've got like different stories to tell, and each of them is unique, and also sharing the culture, and the fact that there's a space where it's raw and censored, and you can come as you are. It's this is what Sarah Jane Fell has started as an artistic revolution, because also people always complain that we're always on our phones, we're antisocial. So now we're gonna have more pop-ups like this, and then we will be out there. Who needs a phone when you're out there? You know, you're just gonna be enjoying the art and the rawness of art, which is what it's supposed to be. And thank you so much. I would like to say for Werner Properties, and the fact that it's like, I guess Werner Properties, there was this ad when I was young on TV about Joshua Doe, which is a furniture place, and then it always at the end of the ad, you know, it was their slogan, You've got an uncle in the furniture business, Joshua Doe. So I guess we've got an uncle in the art business, Wana Property. Thank you so much, Wana, for giving artists the space where they can express themselves without being censored or without having to follow into what galleries are expecting. And this is in a few years the space is gonna be one of those places where you meet if you wanna know what really South African is, if you wanna know the meaning behind behind our rainbow, a country, you're gonna go to the Wana Property and have your pop up, and then we have the space that Wana Property has created for us to be able to be who we are and to artistically express our feelings and emotions, and also for all South Africans to be in one space where they will learn about each other's cultures and respect it. I think when you know someone's culture, when you know people where they're coming from, that is the first step to understanding our differences to begin with, and then also respectfully knowing that there is this difference, and then understand people's behavior. And also OMS, and as Sarah said, you know, it's OMS, I saw them at the Investec Cape Town Art Fair. They sponsored a lot of printing. So guys, if you have an idea, we've got uncle in the art industry, which is Wana Properties, and they've got that space and where you can do your own pop-ups. And I like pop-ups, yeah. I must say pop-ups. And they are open to that. And then OMS as well, they are open to print. Yeah, you just have to make sure that of course, with any sponsor, that you've got a strong concept, a strong idea, and a strong plan. And also, you know, if you do all the work, it's going to be a success the same as a non-pop-up. And I have to go. It was so nice to hang out with you guys. And as I said earlier on, a round of applause to you guys. And thank you for the support. And we're here to learn with you. We're here to present a show that and open a platform as well where you can give us your comment and suggest shows. And so follow us on our social media. Instagram, we are at @radio_SA, at @radio_SA. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you soon. In closing, I'm going to quote Zanele Maholi. No, let me just say that again. How disrespectful, Sir Zanele Maholi. She quoted, "The most unknown pop-up was the most important show as we commemorate South Africa 25 years of democracy." Thank you guys for joining us. See you again soon. And on our social media, on Instagram, we always, all the shows as well, they are on our highlights. So they are labeled on our highlights. So if you wanna, you can go there, follow us, send us the love, and send us your comments. We're looking forward to it. And that's it for now. Vuyo has left the building.